Good Wednesday morning, church. This is Pastor Dale Plimy coming to you on the Holy Wednesday, the Wednesday of the week of our Lord's Passion, the Holy Week. And we're continuing with our Bible readings in Psalm 57. Again, God's saving word for today is prayer. And Psalm 57 is a psalm that is an individual prayer for God's protection from enemies. It's attributed to King David, or David, at a time when he was hiding in a cave while running away from King Saul. The psalm includes two refrains that attest to the greatness and glory of God. And so we'll be reading Psalm 57, which is a prayer for help. Be merciful to me, O God, be merciful, because I come to you for safety. In the shadow of your wings I find protection until the raging storms are over. I call to God the Most High, to God who supplies my every need. He will answer from heaven and save me. He will defeat my oppressors. God will show me his constant love and faithfulness. I am surrounded by enemies who are like hungry lions for human flesh. Their teeth are like spears and arrows. Their tongues are like sharp swords. Show your greatness in the sky, O God, and your glory over all the earth. My enemies have spread a net to catch me. I am overcome with distress. They dug a pit in my path, but fell into it themselves. I have complete confidence, O God. I will sing and praise you. Wake up, my soul. Wake up, my harp and lyre. I will wake up the sun. I will thank you, O Lord, among the nations. I will praise you among the peoples. Your constant love reaches the heavens. Your faithfulness touches the skies. Show your greatness in the sky, O God, and your glory over all the earth. And today's key verse is Psalm 57, verse 2. I call to God the Most High, to God who supplies my every need. And again, here David, who only ever really tried to do the right thing by King Saul, finds himself hiding in caves and always on the run. And he likens his enemies to lions that are hungry for human flesh. Their teeth are like spears and arrows. Their tongues are like sharp swords. And so David truly knew what it was like to be betrayed, to be hunted, to be persecuted for no real reason. He always loved King Saul. He and Saul's son, Jonathan, were the very, very best of friends. And it was only the madness that overcame King Saul that caused the king to take such a hatred for David. And still, even though David was innocent before the king, he trusted, he put his trust in God. You know, sometimes we do everything right, and yet we receive persecution, or people gossip about us, or, you know, whatever is going on. And it's in times like those that we can be like King David and put our trust in God. Let us pray. I thank you, Lord God, for your steadfast love and faithfulness. Great are you, God Most High, and your glory is over all the earth. Amen. Well, that brings our Wednesday portion of our Bible reading to an end. And remember, church, Quitters never win and winners never quit. Keep your eyes open for those answers to your prayers.